WTIP's Radio Wave Music Festival is Friday through Sunday, September 5th to 7th. Joining us now with more about it are two of the organizers, Deb Benedict and Jana Burka. Welcome.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Radio Waves is in its seventh year?
Yes, it is. And it's interesting because we created this event as, you know, a standalone one-year celebration of our 10 years of being on the air, mm-hmm. and 7 years ago. And we wanted to bring all our wonderful local musicians together, highlight their talents and skills and what they do for our community, and to thank our community and businesses for the support that they've given us. And people loved it so much that we've done it for 7 more years. So,
why does this festival continue to be important for WTIP?
Well, again, I think it's a big thank you to our community for their ongoing support, for the appreciation that they do show us. I think it's a great event. One of the reasons is because it's an opportunity for all ages to come and hear our local musicians. A lot of folks don't go out into the, you know, restaurant and bar venues at night. A lot of us are home in bed by the time most bands start. And it's an opportunity for people of all ages, you know, friends and neighbors, visitors to the area, to all come together and see what our local music scene is about. People come and go. There's passes that enable them to come and go all weekend. The kids run around and play, and Jana will talk a little bit more about what that's evolved into. But folks bring their lawn chairs, they bring their coolers, mm-hmm. we have food vendors there, but of course they can bring in whatever they want. It's at the Grand Marais Rec Park, back in and through at Sweetheart's Bluff. And it's a great setting. I don't know, it's just everybody's pretty excited. We're talking to people around town and everybody's gearing up. A lot of local folks rent spots down there, bring their RVs down and just plop down for the weekend.
And people get to dance.
Yep. And they get to dance, most importantly.
Yeah, and like one big thing too is, you know, obviously the community, we all enjoy it, but another big aspect of it is the local musicians. And we have so many local musicians. I mean, you know that, Mark. When we read the music calendar each day during North Shore Morning, there are so many people performing throughout the area. And this is a chance for them to get together in one weekend and just...
Well, to hear each other, too, mm-hmm. because a lot of them are playing at different nights. So everybody gets to hear each other.
And collaborate. You know, they collaborate in different ways. And I think it's created some new collaborations after each year, so great way for them to get together.
Have you counted how many bands there's going to be?
I think there's 33.
It's just kind of amazing when you look at this list, mm-hmm. starting on Friday at 4 o'clock and all the way till evening on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Lots of bands. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a charge for this?
Yes, there's a $5 per day donation, and then there's $10 for the weekend. So the event is actually 3 days. It begins Friday at 4 till 10, and then Saturday, I think it's 10 to 10, mm-hmm. and then Sunday 10 till 7.
All right. So describe the event a little bit. I mean, there's a big tent, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. Places to sit.
Right.
Can either people stay dry?
Yes, the tent is huge. We had a newer tent last year, right? And it's just awesome. I mean, both of the stages fit underneath there, and there's lots of room for people to sit, you know, in chairs or bring their own chairs. Dance floor.
Yes.
But if it's a beautiful day, which we know it will be, right?
Yes, the weather does look good right now.
Okay, that's awesome. There's a beautiful sledding hill, and a lot of times you'll just see people sitting, you know, up that, kind of like a, I don't know, it's like a natural auditorium or something.
Amphitheater, there we go.
Yeah, amphitheater. That's the word I was looking for.
In the tent, as Jana was describing, the side walls are higher, and then the side facing the sledding hill is actually peaked and open. So it creates a better sight line for folks that are not underneath the tent.
Right. So people on the hill have a good view.
What should people bring with them? Lawn chairs?
They can if they want.
Yes. Yeah. Lawn chairs. We have some chairs, but we generally put those under the tent and, you know, kind of like to reserve those for some of the older folks that come down. But yeah, lawn chairs, coolers, if you want food, beverage. We do have food vendors there, though. Mm-hmm. Art House B&B will be serving. Double D's Barbecue will be back this year, as will Fika Coffee. Great Expectations School and Lola's Sweet Life Bakery will all be on site.
Jana, tell us about the kids' tent.
Okay. Kids' tent. And I had a little bit of notes. So I try to offer a number of activities for kids of all ages. Most of them are craft activities, you know, fun things to make. A lot of the things I've chosen this year are things to wear. Might do some fun stuff with like crowns to put on their heads or necklaces. Also fun things, you know, for kids dancing to music. So I always like having them make little shaker things, or we're going to try something with, ribbons on sticks that they can wave in the air. So fun things like that. I also was thinking, it's like, I need to have things for the older kids too, you know, because even though they're older, they still like to make things. So something new we're going to try this year, if you've ever heard of those survival bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
That are made like out of paracord. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, they're really not that hard to make. Okay, I say this and I haven't made one, but but looking online, and then I have a few people that I've found that know how to do this. So we're going to try that. So that will be an activity for, again, older kids or even younger ones with their parents if they want to sit alongside and try that. We're going to have a couple of unique activities this year. I'm really excited because Belle Janicek, people might know her. She did an art activity with kids up in Grand Portage. They made it, they painted, and then they had a display going on. And then she's also worked with people at the care center doing art therapy and a number of other things. She is going to help lead, painting a small mural or a masterpiece. It leads some, you know, kids, anybody will be welcome to participate in this, but see what we can create, something that we can hopefully hang up in the station and remind us of all the fun that we have at Radio Waves. Let's see what else. Ooh. I'm planning an activity with a typewriter. And that's all I'm going to say about that one. And I don't know how exciting that sounds, but I'm excited about it. Anyway.
I thought you were going to say tight rope.
So. No. Not yet.
Jana's on the tight rope that goes right from the top of the tent to the top of the hill.
And that brings us to another subject. This is a lot to organize.
It is. And we spend a lot of time. We start early, work hard, and then the last few weeks are very intense. And, you know, Kathy Quinn is the one that really is the instrumental to securing all the musicians and working with them and setting up the schedule, which is a lot of work in itself. We have two stages going. We pretty much have music going continuously. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, hats off to Kathy again this year for doing all that.
And then Deb and Melanie Steele, our development director, does a lot, too, in terms of the overall general organization, working with the setup, food vendors, stuff like that. So, yeah, we all come together to do a lot, and it's a wonderful thing, so we're glad to have that.
We're speaking with Jana Burka and Deb Benedict of WTIP. The Radio Waves Music Festival starts Friday, September 5th at 4 p.m. with the North Shore Community Swing Band. A full music lineup is online at WTIP.org. Anything else you'd like to add, Jana?
Oh, yes. This event wouldn't be possible without the help of volunteers, and we have sent out a couple of emails to News at Boreal with links to Sign Up Genius, and I think we're doing pretty good regarding people signing up for the information tent. Yes. And set up and take down. I could use a little bit of help or more help in the kids tent area. The hours for the kids tent this year, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. And I'm looking for people, either, you know, somebody who wants to help with general helping kids with crafts and keeping the area clean, you know, like 2-hour shifts, 10 to noon. It usually goes by pretty fast, or even face painters. And face painting there is fun. It is so much fun. The kids love it. And I had a couple people help me kind of on the fly last year. One had experience, the other one didn't. Berta Bauer, one of our volunteers, and she had a blast. And so I encourage, you know, somebody who would like to help out with that. Again, it's a lot of fun. You don't have to have experience. And I'm even looking for youth, like middle school aged youth. You know, you don't have to be an adult, but middle school aged youth. I know that I've seen them at different, you know, events throughout the area. And so if you are interested, give me a call here at the station, and I'll get you signed up for a little shift.
That's 387-1070, right?
That's right. Yes.
All right.
Thank
Deb,
you.
Anything to add?
Yes, I just want to let folks know that the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund is funds a great portion of this, especially the what we pay the musicians for the arts aspect of it. So we wouldn't be able to have the depth and breadth of what this festival is and has become without their funding. I also want to say that I think one of the biggest compliments to the festival and to what Jana does with the kids is a couple years ago, some parents were leaving, you know, before dusk, and their kids were walking out with them, and one of their children was standing by the gate crying and sobbing, saying, "I don't want to go."
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Jana and Deb.
Yeah, thank you. We look forward to it.